Poem number 64, She and I. We laugh, and the joy of life echoes around us, two souls enjoying this world together through different eyes. I, with my young, innocent, love-the-world attitude, she, with her calloused hands, images of a hard life, furnished with a lot of pain, but I only hear her laughing. She walks slower now, but I look away. I can't bear to see those once strong legs struggle to make it up a tiny hill. For so long these walks have filled my life, where I'd always kept an empty space, saving it just for her. The years passed by. I'm older now, and Granny can't walk like she used to. The memories of the Granny I saw through a child's eyes flood my senses. I feel the unwelcome tears sting my face as I think of that never-ending spirit confined to a bed. Could it have been so long ago? It seems like only yesterday. Is that the price? Death is such a lonely word. It echoes through the silent room, as our laughing used to echo through our hearts. As I try to run away, she reaches out and desperately clutches my hand. So cold, involuntarily I shiver, and she draws back. I want to escape. I can't bear to watch such a full life be taken away so cruelly. Those words of wisdom whirl around in my mind. Granny can't even speak anymore. In one last final moment, I look into her eyes. They shine like crystal pools flooded with an inner peace. In one glance, she stares deep into my soul and begs me not to cry. Those eyes reflect happiness. Death is so close, yet I fear it more than she does. I calmly reach out and hold that cold hand tenderly up to my face. In that second, her eyes close and my granny's spirit is free. And I know that love lives on and Granny will never be dead as long as I, with my grown-up eyes, don't forget to stop and smell the flowers, hear the birds singing. Know that good is still left in the world if only we open our eyes.